Yud Aleph. So we got to the very last line of Yudam and Beis. We're talking about different halachas of the mezuzah. So the Gemara says, Man Tana Lahad Tana Rabbanan. Who is the author of the Braisa going into Daf Yud Aleph now? Kas Sha'arim Shahayu Sham Lo Hayalahem Mezuzah Chutz Mishar Nikner Shilafnimi Menu Lishchas Perhejim. That all the gates, or rather none of the gates, had a mezuzah throughout the Beis Mikdash, with the exception of the Shar Nikner, which was the main entrance, the eastern gate into the Beis Mikdash, because from within that area was a Lishchas Perhejin. So who holds this way? Now, by the way, the Tozer asks a question that's not true. Lishchas Perhejin was not near the Shar HaNiknar. It was not there. So if you look at the Gra says it's supposed to be Shahar Mayim. Shahar Mayim is the gate where they would bring Nisach HaMayim. That's right next to where the Lishchas Perhejin. So the Machlok is where this one mezuzah was. Was it the Shahar Nikner or was it Shahar Mayim? Either way, who's the one who holds that there are no mezuzahs other than the gate that led into the Lishchas Perhejin? So it must be Lema Rabbanan he velo Rabbi Yehuda. Remember, Rabbi Yehuda was the one who says the Lishchas Perhejin fundamentally does not need a mezuzah. Was only gzeira, lest people think he's thrown in jail. And Rabbanan felt that fundamentally Lishchas Perhejin required a mezuzah. So now, if the Lishchas Perhejin itself had a mezuzah, do you also have to say the Shar HaMayim that led to it, does that also need a mezuzah or not? So the Gemara says it must be Rabbanan v'lo Rabbi Yehuda, he gufa gzeira. The Lishchas Perhejin itself only had a mezuzah because of a gzeira. And now you're going to add another gzeira on the Shar HaMayim which led to Lishchas Perhejin? Vanam Nakam Vinigzar Gzeila Gzeira to add another layer of Gzeira. So that's gonna be Gzeira. So the one who holds that even the Shar Mayim required a mezuzah must be the opinion of Rabbanim. To which the Gemara says, no, Afilu Tamer Rabbi Yehuda, even Rabbi Yehuda would require a mezuzah on the Shar Mayim or Shar Niknar. Why? Kula Chada Gzeira. It's all one Gzeira. It's all part of the same institution, lest the person think that the Kohen Gadol is thrown in jail, we put a mezuzah both on the entrance to the Lishchas Perhejin and also on the Shar Niknar slash Shar Mayim. So Gemara now goes on to a whole long discussion talking about mezuzahs in general. Tanir Rabbanan, the Braisa says, B'sharecha, it says in the Pasuk, that you have to put a mezuzah on the Sharecha, Echad Shari Batim, Echad Shari Chatzeres, Echad Shari Medinos, Echad Shari Ayaros. You have to put it on the gates of the houses, to courtyards, to Medinos, and to cities. If you look at Rashi, where do you have a Medina, country, that has a gate to get into it? So Rashi points out, I don't know which country he's referring to, maybe you know, maybe China, parts of China, the Great Wall of China, I don't know. Echad Shari Medino, says Rashi, Yesh Medina Mukafos Harim V'yarim B'kama Parsos. There's some countries that are surrounded by mountains and forests, and there's no way to enter through those areas, and water maybe. Vein Yotzin Mimena Ela Derech Sharim. The only way in is through certain gates, certain entrances. Could go in Eretz Hagar, I don't know what area that is. Either way, you have a concept of Shar Medino. So any gate to any of these places would require it. They said what it is? Okay, Hungary, okay. So they have these different types of countries that have such a thing. And the Gemara says, these gates, yesh behem chovas mitzvah lemakom, there's a requirement to place a mezuzah on these gates, mishum shenemar, uchsavtem al mezuz beisecha, uvisharecha, and all the sharecha, one requires a gate. So the Gemara says, amalei abayli Rav Safra, honey avulo de mechuza, this city, my time alo avdu lehe rabbanah mezuzah. Why was there no mezuzah placed on the gates to the city? If you look at Rashi, three lines down, Avulo de Mechuza, Shari Ir Sheshma Mechuza, the gates of the city called Mechuza, Vahayu Ruban Yisrael. Most of the population was Kla Yisrael. So based on this, by the way, Zilberstein asks a question, do you have to place a mezuzah on the gates of the old city of Yerushalayim? Right? So that's it's a gate, it's a city. So he says, based on this Rashi, it sounds like only when the city is Rov Yisrael would there be a requirement. But if it's Rov Akum, then there would not be a requirement. And since apparently, I don't know if it's still true, but Rov Goyim is a population of the old city of Yerushalayim, there would not be a requirement to place a mezuzah. So either way, why did they not place a mezuzah under the city of Mechuza, which had Rov Yisrael? So Gemara says, the reason why Amrlei, Hanu Chazak Lakra Dekoba Hu Davidi. This gate was not really intended to have been entrance. It was meant to hold up a room, an area, a kippah, some type of dome on top of it. And since it wasn't intended of being a gate, there's no requirement to place a mezuzah. Look at Rashi. Rashi writes, La'akra dekubi, binyan banu alem. There is a building built on top of these pillars. V'nikra kovi, v'asharim tachtav asun kikipa, and the gates below were made like a dome, an arc. U'binyan habanu agav kikipa and chazak yoser. It made it stronger. So it seems like the intention of the gate was not to be a gate. It was really to hold up whatever the building was on top on stilts. That's why there's no mezuzah. So the Gemara says, Amalei, v'akre dekube gufay tibay mezuzah. But the entrance to that building on top, that itself requires mezuzah, is Beit Dira l'shomer Beis Asurim. Apparently that's where the guards, the security guards would be, the posts to watch over the people in jail. So to get into the area, to get into that building, you need to go through the gates first. It ultimately gets into the Beis Dira on top, so that should require mezuzah. Even though it's also holding up the Beis Dira on top, the Hatani, the Braisa says, Beis HaKnesses Sheish Bo Beis Dira, L'chazna Knesses, if you have a shul, and in the shul there's a living quarters for the chazan or the gabbai to live there, Chayeves B'mezuzah. So here as well, if this is an area, a building where someone's living there, the shomer's living there, it should require mezuzah. So why is there no mezuzah on this area? So Ella Amar Abai says, Mishum Sakan, because it's a danger. What's the danger of putting mezuzah here? So Rashi explains around five narrow lines down, Mishum Sakana, Shlo Yomar HaMelech Kshefim Asisim Bishari Iri. Right, well, non-Jews going to see a mezuzah. What is this witchcraft that people, the Jews, are doing? And they're going to get upset. It's going to be dangerous for them. And therefore, because of a sakana, you should not put mezuzahs where you find the goyim. So the Gemara explains as follows. The Tani, the Braisa, says that mezuzahs yachid nivdekes pamayim b'shivuah. A person's mezuzah in his house should be inspected every 2 years. Things could happen to it. It could the ink could wear off. The weather, the wetness, the rain, the hot, the heat, all that could affect it. Twice every 7 years, a person should inspect the mezuzah ziyachid. And the sharabim, pamayim b'yovel, twice every 50 years, a person should check a mezuzah of the rabbim. So why much longer for the rabbim? You would think the rabbim maybe has more activity. Should it be, could get ruined much quicker than that of the yachid? So Rashi makes a very important point here. He says, about pamayim b'yovel, we had this in the Gemara in Erevin, if you remember, right in the beginning of Erevin. So Gemara says, Rashi quotes pamayim b'yovel, kol davar shusha rabim, anything that's public needs, ein la triach alav harba, you should not impose such a weight on the rabim, shim titrach ye kol echad omer yasu chaveray. If it's too much effort, everyone's going to rely on his neighbor to check it. So the Gemara talked about in the beginning of Yuma, about a beam, inspecting a korah, a beam in the A-River. So people say, it's not my responsibility. If it's Rabbim, someone else will inspect it. And therefore, it's Gemara says, like, a hot a pot owned by partners will never get hot. Because each guy will think, the other partner will do it. They'll rely on the other person. So anything that's going to be incumbent upon the Rabbim, no one's going to take care of it if you make them do it so frequently. But if it's twice every 50 years, no one's responsible, then they'll wake up and someone will take care of it. So it's just simply a very practical point of the Gemara. So what does that do with the Sakana? So Gemara says the continuation is as follows. The Amr Yehuda Maisa Bar Tavin Echad. There's once a story with his name was Ar Tavin. He was, a worker. Shehaya Bodik Mezuzos Bashuk. He was a Shuk Elyon. He'd be the one going around checking the different mezuzos that were in the marketplace in the gates. Shotzi Pari. Umatsu Kastor Echad, a non-Jew, a soldier, an officer, found him once checking these mezuzos. But not to be Menu Elevzos, and took from him he fined him $1,000 because he thought he was involved in Kishuv. $1,000 or 1,000 elef zuz is not necessarily a sakana, but in other case, it could be a sakana. If he's taking that much money as a fine, it could lead to a person getting beaten, hurt, and killed, chas v'shalom. So because of the sakana, they did not want to place a mezuzah on the gates of the city mechuzah. So Gemara said, wait a second, how is that possible? How is it possible that he would get injured and for doing a mitzvah? V'homer Reb Elazar shluchei mitzvah ein izogin. If you're in a mission to do a mitzvah, the Gemara promises us you can't get damaged. So how was he damaged for doing a mitzvah of checking the mezuzah? So Gemara answers, Heicha the kaviya hezeka shiny. When the damage is present, when the damage is common, then you can avoid it. Even b'malka mitzvah, you can't expect to be protected. You have to use seicha. The chesiv it says by Shmuel, by Yomar Shmuel. So this is fascinating. The Akash Baruch Hu tells Shmuel to go on a mission, and Shmuel challenges Akash Baruch Hu. By Yomar Shmuel says, Eich elech v'shama Shaul. I'm going to go tell, and Shaul's going to listen to Hargain. He's going to kill me. So Shmuel says, I'm going to listen to you, God. But Yom HaShem, Hashem says, no, don't worry. Eglas bakar tikach b'yadcha v'amarta zvach l'Hashem basi. Say you're going to bring a carbon. This is the Eitzah, but we see either way, even if HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends you on a mission, either directly or through a mission of a mitzvah, if the place that the Hezekah is kavir, like with Shaul, the danger was present, therefore you cannot rely on Shlichus Mitzvah, Nizokin, even when hearing it from the mouth of God itself. Gemara now says further, halfway down. Gemara quotes a couple of brises about the various places that do or do not require mezuzah. So Tani Rav Kana taught Kamid Rav Yehuda the following brisa. Beis HaTeven Beis HaBakar, Beis HaEtim, Beis HaOtzos. These are different places of storing grains or a cattle house or wood or oil and other things. Ptur min mezuzah mipnei she'anashim ne'osos behen. Because apparently these areas, women would sometimes go to perfume themselves and to get dressed in these areas. So therefore, since they were there, they're pater. What do you mean, my ne'osos? No, rochsos. It means they would bathe. They would be in areas they wouldn't be dressed properly. And it would be inappropriate to put a mezuzah where people are not dressed typically. Rashi writes, halfway down the Rashi, my ne'osos, rochsos. They would bathe. Ne'osos lashon hana. They'd hana, lashon of benefiting. Mishum demakum ganaihu sheomdos sham arumos. They would stare in there undressed. Ain kavod shemaim lios sham mezuzah. So these areas, because women would get would bathe there, they wouldn't put a mezuzah. So Amalei Rav Yehuda, time of the roch is only because they would be undressed there. That's why they would not have a mezuzah. Hostama chayavim. But let's say you have an area, a stam beis habakar, a stam beis hateven, and you know that women don't use it. Then the implication is you would be chayav to put a mezuzah there. But Bahatana, doesn't the Braisa say, Revis Bakar Ptur min mezuzah? A stam cattle house is exempt from mezuzah? So what do we say? Do we say a stam Revis Bakar or a stam Beis HaBakar is chayv mezuzah or pater? So Elamai, what's my neosos? Miskashos. They wouldn't get undressed there. They wouldn't bathe there. Rather, they would, Rashi says, some besaman. They'd put perfume on there. That's all. It wasn't inappropriate. And Rashi says, Vasakadai techamina, dirhi. But since they, you know, get dressed up there, maybe it would be considered dira. Ashminan delav dirhi. So the way you read it is v'hachin katani. The afa pisha nashim miskashus ben turim. The price is as follows: that in a beis hateven, a beis habakar, you don't have a mezuzah. And even in a place where women actually perfume themselves, where you would think it's a beis dira, even those cases, it's not called a beis dira, and a beis habakar, in fact, is pater from mezuzah. So Gemara says, Amar lei Rav Kana. Rav Kana says, usha nashim miskashus ben pturin. If the women are getting, perfumed there, they're getting all, putting the makeup up there, they're pater. Vatanya, but doesn't the Braisa say, Rav has bakar p'tur min mezuzah, v'shanashim miskashos ben chayavis min mezuzah? He says, wait a second. The Braisa clearly says otherwise. The Braisa says, if they are getting dressed there, or not getting dressed there, if they are putting perfume there, they actually chayav mezuzah. So, elamayis l'chol meymar, miskashos tanahi. So it's a miskashos, meaning a stam Rav has bakar is p'tur min mezuzah. If women are going to miskashos there, that's machlokas. Will that turn it into a beis dira and would be chayv mezuzah, or that still remains a non dira and would remain pater from mezuzah? He thinks it's machlokas tanai. So he says again, elamayis chalameimar miskashos is tanai. Lididinami stama tanai. So just like you say, just like you hold that miskashos is a machlokas tanai, I hold a stam refes bakar, just a regular base of bakar, that's also a machlokas tanaim. So Gemara is going to explain the Rav Yehuda and Rav Kana how this all comes out to make somewhat sense here. So Gemara explains Tani, the Braisa says, Beischa says in the Braisa, the pasuk says Beischa that your house needs to have a mezuzah. Beischa hamiyucha lecha, that which is exclusive to you. Prat the base of tevin, with the base of bakar, with the base of etim, with the base of otzos, ship two min mezuzah. You don't live there. However, yesh mechayavim, they're those who require you to put mezuzah even on these areas. So we see this machlokas by a stam refes bakar. Is there a chiyav mezuzah or is there a ptur of mezuzah? Be'emes amru is in truth, it's always a halacha when you see be'emes amru. Beis akise, beis aburski, which is a tanning, leather tanning place, which smells very bad. Beis amerechatz, a bathhouse. Beis atfila, usha nashim naosas behen, or anywhere else women were to get dressed, they're pturim min mezuzah. So how do you read this brice exactly? So if Kana matarch latame and if Yehuda matarch latame, they're both going to interpret it to their shita. Rav Kana matarch latame, he explains according to his shita, beischa, beischa is miyucha lecha, that which is exclusively yours, prat lebeisa tevin, lebeisa bakar, lebeisa itim, beisa otos, shep turmin mezuzah. Bistam he adds him, bistam. In a stam case, they're all putter in these situations. V'yesh shimechayvin stam, and others say they're chayv in a stam case. So right now, according to Rav Kana, they're arguing whether stam beisa bakar is chayv in mezuzah, or pater min mezuzah. Be'emes amru, continuing the brayso now, beis akise, beis aburski, beis amerchat, beis atfila, she'anashim na'osos ben, umay na'osos ben, rochsos b'turin, they're all p'turin min mezuzah. So yihachi, that's the case. If na'osos is the same thing as bathing, yihachi, haynu merchats, that's the same thing as merchats. What's the difference of merchats, beis merchats, versus na'osayin? Ashmina and merchats dirabim, v'ashmina and merchats diyachat, to teach us, there's a public bathhouse, and there's a private bathhouse. The Sagadai Techamina would have thought, Merchas derabim da nafisha zuma, a public bathhouse where the smell and all that is much greater that certainly is patur from a mezuzah. I would have thought maybe merchas liyach in a private bathhouse, the lo nafish et zuma, where the smell, the disgust is not so great, eima l'chai mezuzah, meis chai mezuzah, kamashlan, it's patur. What comes out from this reading, though, well, from Rav Kana, machlokas in this price is whether or not a stam beis habakar chayv or patim in a mezuzah. But if it's a beis habakar where women are neosis, miskashas, if it's a place where they actually use it to get dressed up, then everyone would agree you're chayv in a mezuzah. That's all Rav Kana's reading of this price. Rav Yehuda, on the other hand, Rav Yehuda, mitar tzatame, he explains the price according to his liking. Tachik tanim. Beischa miuchalacha. Prala beis ha-tavin, beis ha-bakar, beis ha-eitzim, beis ha-alutus, sheptumin, ha-mezuzah. And he adds in, afilu miskashas. Even if women are using these areas to dress up and to put on perfume, still they're putter, v'yesh mechayavim b'miskashas, they're those who are chayv, if it's a case where the miskashas. To him, the machokas tanaim is b'miskashas. While Rav Kana machokas was stam, a beis ha-bakar, his understanding is machokas is whether it's miskashas, when it's miskashas, is that chayv or putter. Aval, says Rav Yehuda, if it's a stam beis habakar, divrei hakol pater, and he continues the brisa, bem es amru beis hakise, beis haburski, beis hamerchas, beis hatfila, af apisha hanashim miskashas ben, ptur min hamezuzah, mishum denafesh etzuma, because since there's a lot of smell and other things there, it would be pater min hamezuzah. So this is the machlokas between Rav Yehuda and Rav Kana about a stam case and miskashas. Gemara now says, ul Rav Yehuda, who held stam divrei hakol pater, that everyone agrees, divrei hakol, in the stam beis habakar, it's patur min hamezuzah. That Tanya, doesn't the Braisa clearly tell us that b'sharecha, it says in the pasuk, sharecha echad shari batim, echad shari chateiros, ve'echad shari medinos, ve'echad shari ayaros, ve'refes, ve'lulin, u'mitvan, u'v'yotus yayim, yotus shemen, chayim b'mezuzah. All these areas, refes is a refes bakar, lulin is where chickens are raised, and the other storage houses are all chayim in a mezuzah. And Yachal Shani Marbe, one might think I would even include going on Tamar Beis now Af and Beis Shach Sadja Umar Peset, which are little small houses that lead one to the house itself. One might think they're Chayv and Mezuzah as well. Tamar Omer, only a bias as opposed to a Beis Shach Sadja. It's like a little outhouse or something, not an outhouse for bathroom reasons, but it's like a little hut. It's not a place where you live. So Beis Ma Bais Miuchad Ladira, what place where you live, Yatsu Elu She'en Miuchad and Ladira. You don't live in a Beis Shar Achsadri or Mapeset, so those are not Chayav and Mezuzah. But Yachal, one might think Shani Marbe Af Beis Akise, Beis Aburski, Beis Amirchatz, Beis Atfila would also be Chayav and Mezuzah. Tamalomer Bais, Ma Bais also the Kavod, something that has a place where you do honorable things, respectable things, Af Kol Asur the Kavod, any other area where it's a Mechubit place for Mezuzah, Yatsu Elu She'en Asurin L'Chavod, as opposed to these areas where it's not a mechubik place for a mezuzah. Yachal Shani, one might think even Marbe Af Har Bayis, Valishchos Vazaros, they should be required mezuzah as well. Tamalomer, Bayis Ma Bayishu Chol has to be an area that's Chol, Af Kol Shu Chol, anything else that's Chol. Yatsu Elu She'en Kodesh, as opposed to that which is in Har Bayis, which are all Kodesh. Either way, the Brisa clearly says that a Stam Refes Bakar is Chayv mezuzah, while Yehuda felt the Stam Refes Bakar is Pater, and ends off in a Tiyuvta. Now, everything we just read, don't view as Halach L'maisa, because all the Brisa spoke about what's Chayv versus what's Pater. But we add a mezuzah in any place, pretty much. Like office buildings, you don't need a mezuzah in an office building. You don't need an office in a hospital. You don't need an office in a shul, really, unless it's a Beis Dira. But either way, we at least encourage people, and it's been accepted practice, to put a mezuzah on every door possible, even gates that are not necessarily leading to the house. We try to put them wherever we can, as opposed to, we don't put it on the Beis Akisei, or where in the bathroom, that much we don't do, but there's what's chayv, and then what is the practice. So what we just read, most of it, was not practiced halach lemaisa, but at least from Ikar Din, we learned this, what was mechayv, a Beis Dira. Exactly right. You would not say bracha on a mezuzah affixed to the entrance to an office building, correct, or your office itself, correct.
Isn't
a refit like a beis? No. I mean, in terms of the kavod, yes. It's a good question. It could certainly smell, and I'm sure all that adds up. Yeah.
Unless we don't consider excrement, we consider like fertilizer.
It's different. No, the truth is it's different because the Gemara talks about saying a shema in front of the tzoa of certain types of animals. So certain animals, it may not smell or may not, so there could be a difference.
It could be.
I don't remember, but there could be a difference in that regard. So then the Gemara says around 10 lines down, Amar Beis here, Tani Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda, Kamei D'Rava, Shisha She'arim, the Pturim Min HaMezuzah, the six types of gates that are exempt from a mezuzah, Beis HaTeven, Beis HaBakar, Beis HaEitzim, Beis HaOtos, Vishar HaMadai, Vishar She'enu Mekora, Vishar She'enu Gavoa Yud. So a few of the things we mentioned earlier, but add a couple of things we didn't mention. Shar Madai, which you'll see is like an ark. a gate that doesn't have a ceiling, a roof to it, and a gate that's not 10 tefachim high. So Gemara says, wait a second, you just told us there's shisha sharim. But Amar le pasachta b'shisha v'salka b'shiva. But you listed seven different ones. Six or seven? Amar le shar hamadai tanai. The shar hamadai, which is like an ark, that is a machlokas tanaim, whether you're chayv to put a mezuzah on that or not. I have in my house, those who have been there, I have a couple of arks in my dining room, so it's a strange thing. I have a mezuzah very low down, you'll see. It's like, mom's like four, like maybe 2-3 feet off the ground, because it's an ark. So Gemara said there's a machlokas in the Brayis here, whether or not there is a mezuzah on a sharmadeh, which is a kippah, which is an ark. So Gemara explains the machlokas. The Tani, the Brayis says, kippah, Rabbi Meir mechayev b'mezuzah, v'chachamim potim, v'shavim, but they both agree, shim yesh biragla asara, if let's say, you know, it's vertical before the ark starts, it has 10 tefachim of a vertical wall, so then yesh biragla asara, shechayev b'mezuzah. It certainly is chayev in a mezuzah. That everybody agrees to. So Amar Abaye says, "De chuli alma de gavoa yud vein biragla gimel v'lav klum." Let's say the height of the ark, the peak, is 10 tefachim, but the legs themselves are not even 3 tefachim. They arc, like I say, right away. Like in my house, I go, mine go like that, and then it arches a little bit. But some go like right in the bottom. Oftentimes, you see in the old city, you have some of these arches that go from at the bottom. There's no curve, so you need to have at least 3 tefachim vertical before the arch begins. So then he says again, even though at the peak it might be 10 tefachim high, but the regal, the vertical walls don't have 3, lav klumu. That's certainly not called the gate. There's no chi mezuzah. Inami, alternatively, if it's a case, yesh beragla gimel. Let's say the walls, the vertical walls, have at least 3 tefachim, but it doesn't have a height of 10 tefachim in the peak. That's also lav klumi. You need at least the walls to be 3 tefachim in vertical, and you need the peak to be at least 10 tefachim. We'll get to the width in just a second. The width must be 4 tefachim as well. So the Gemara says, 4 tefachim? No, I think 4 amos. So the Gemara then says, v'lo nechlu, the only machlokis is ela begova yud, the yesh biragla, for what?
I mean, it shows the 3, the up is...
It's 4 tefachim, actually, 4 tefachim.
It's longer, a little bit longer than the...
Right. So you say, everyone agrees, choyama agree, that, say, lo nechlu ela begova yud, if the height of the entranceway is 10 tefachim, v'yesh biragla gimel, and the wall is 3 tefachim. The vertical wall is first 3 tefachim, and then there's an arch. But v'ein birach v'dal, but the width is not 4 tefachim wide. It's very, very narrow. So that's machlokas. But you have the 3 tefachim wall, and you have the height of 10 tefachim, but you don't have the width. So that's machlokas. But however, yesh balachok lashlim al-arba. But there's enough room in theory to carve out of the walls to make it 4 tefachim if you wanted to. They just didn't. It's very narrow, but if you want, you can remove a few bricks, in theory, and make it wider. So the machlokas is, do you assume yesh lachok lashlim al arba? Right? Meir sover, chokikim lahashlim. You're able to somehow project this removing of bricks, even though you don't, but you can view it as if they are not there, and view it as a 4 tefachim wide entranceway. And we chayin mezuzah, v'rabban savri, ain chokikim lahashlim. You don't. Lamaisa, are there 4 tefachim of entranceway or are there not? And if there are not, we don't say chokikim lahashim, and would therefore not be considered an entranceway, not considered a pesach, and would be pater from a mezuzah. Now these are just kind of listing a lot of halachas. This requires a lot more of understanding each of these cases in the halach lamaisa, but this is the brayis. The Gemara says further now. Tani Rabbanan. Beis haknes says beis haisha, beis hashutfin chayaves b'mezuzah, a shul, a house a woman lives in, a house that partners live in, they're all chayav in mezuzah. Pshita, of course. Why would these areas not be chayav in mezuzah? So ma'ad the same, what would you have thought? Beis chav lo beisa, your house, but not her house. Beis chav lo batayim, your singular house, not owned by partners. Kamash v'lan, that all these houses, in fact, do require mezuzah. So asks Gemara v'ema hachanami. So why not? What's the reason? Maybe the Josh is a good Josh. Maybe we should say beis chav lo beisa, beis chav batayim. What's the reason why we don't say that? Give me a svar. Give me a drasha. So Amar Karla Patek says, "Leman yibru yimeichem v'mei b'neichem." That we have a mezuzah in order to have a prolonged life for you and your children. So honey bai chai, honey lo bai chai. Only a person who lives by himself. Only men require, but women and children, partners don't require a long life. So Ella. So therefore, of course, you have to put a mezuzah because everyone needs that segula, that schar, having a long life. Now they ask the interesting question. Tosas asks the question in Kedushim. So we have by Limud Torah. There's a pasuk that refers to Limud Torah as hichayacha, that this is our life source. So women don't need life, they don't need chayacha. So how come only men are chayven Limud Torah, not women? The Tosa gives two answers. One is he says, when the Torah says that hichayacha, it's referring to the kim mitzvahs that gives chiyas. Not the limud Torah, but kiyum. Women do have kiyum mitzvahs. So they're mekayim mitzvahs. But limud Torah, that's not, we're not rewarded with long life. And that's why women are pater from limud Torah. That's one. Number two answer Tosa says is that only by mezuzah we have to include women, so we have to base on the pasuk of Man Yibri Mechem. But by Talmud Torah, we already have another reason why women are pater from. They're pater from elsewhere. Valdatim levanecha v'lo levanosecha. We already know they're exempt from that, so therefore we're not going to bring them in from the pasuk of Ki Chayecha. But again, by mezuzah, we don't have another source to exempt them or to include them, so that's why we can only fall back on this drasha of Kihi of Leman Yibri Mechem. So then the Gemara says further. So now that we've established the fact that all men, all women, all partners, the shuls are all chayiv in the mezuzah, so what's the drasha el beischa lamali? What's the drasha of the word beischa? So the Gemara says lamali kedirava. The Merava derech biascha. The way you walk in, the drasha adding an aleph to the word beischa. They're adding biascha. The way you walk into the house. V'chi akar inish kroi diyamina akar bereishu. When a person walks, you notice yourself. If you're righty, you're going to most likely take a step with your right foot first. So when a person walks in, he first goes from this right side. We want the mezuzah to be on the right side. So he touches it, he kisses it, he acknowledges it. That's the first thing. Now, even though a lefty, oftentimes a lefty will take the step with the left foot first, the din is we go based on the right side always. So it's derech biascha, that's the drasha that goes on the right side. So Gemara then says, Tani idach, another brisa tells us a similar topic, that beis haknesses, beis hashutvin, beis haisha, mitamin binagam. If you find the neged teras on the walls of any of these houses, they are also subject to the dinim of teras, last week's parsha. So Gemara says, Pshita, of course, they're all considered houses. Why would you think they're not chayiv in the dinei negam? So Mao the same, what would you have thought? Va asher lo habayis. So lo, v'lo lo, you go to his house, not their house. Lo, v'lo lahen, to his, but not their house. Kamash v'lan, that no, all these types of houses are included in the dinim of tumas negam. Maybe this is a good drasha. Amar Kral, the Pasuk says, Bebeis Eretz Achuz Aschem, including all your Achuzas, all the different people, whether it's a man or a woman, whether it's a partner or not a partner, they're all included in the halachas of Beis Eretz Achuz Aschem in the Rabbim, in the plural. So Ella, Lo Lamali. So why does the Torah tell us Lo in the singular? What's the drasha? What are you learning from the word Lo? So Gemara says, Misha Miyached Beis Lo. A person who designates his house to himself exclusively, she'ena rotsa lahashil kelim, he doesn't want, not willing to share his tools, his instruments, whatever he has there. He's very stingy. So Omer she'ena lo, he said, I don't have it. I don't have that stuff. I don't have a hammer. I don't have a nail. I don't have anything to give you. So when he's really lying and not willing to share, HaKadosh Baruch Hu mefarsimo, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to make it public. Shemifanes beisa, when he has to clear his house, right? The Kohen says that's a neged teras. Clear your house out so everything remains tower. When he takes out his house and puts out a whole garage shell, if you will, in front of the house, you're going to see everything he has. Prat lemasho kelava lachem. As opposed to a person who's willing to share his items with other people, that person won't be stricken with neged teras. But those who are stingy, lo, it's all mine, not to share. He's the one who's going to be subject to the halachas, the din of neged teras. Gemara now says, in the same topic of a neged teras in the house, ubeis haknesses, mi matame binagarm? Is it true that shul, you can find the neged teras, it goes through the whole process of a neged teras in a shul? Vatani, the Braisa says, yachol yu bati knasios, bati medrashos, matame binagarm. One would have thought that shul and a beis medrash is subject to neged teras. Tamalomer, uva asher lo abayis, mishem yuchalo, yatsa elu, shem yuchadun lo. A shul is not owned by any individual. It's not a private entity. So therefore, it's not subject to the halachas and neged teras. So we have a machlokas tonight. Is a shul subject to it or not subject to it? So Gemara says, lo kasha, there is no contradiction. Ha Rabbi Meir, ha Rabban is machlokas tonight. The Tani, the Baraita says that beis haknesses, sheyesh ba beis dira, lechazen haknesses, if there's a living quarters for the chazen, for the gabbai, for the rabbi to live there, that's chayim mezuzah. The she'ein ba'beis dir, if there is no place, so then that's a machlokas, right? Meir says, mechayiv rechachamim potim. So the machlokas, where the shul itself is subject to a halachas of mezuzah or not a mezuzah. The Gemara then says, ibayisem, another suggestion, hav ha-rabbanim, both of them are rabbanim. Lokasha, hav is beis dira, hav delas beis dira. If it has a beis dira, rabbanim says, chayiv mezuzah. And that's the one brisa. If it does not have a beis dira, that's a brisa that says the shul is a pater from a mezuzah. Ibayisem, alternatively, hav delas beis dira. Maybe both cases where there is no living quarters for the chazan or for the gabbai. So what's the focus between the brises? And the Gemara says, top line of your base, we'll stop here. Had the krochim, had the kfarm. Depends whether the shul was in a village or was in a city. What's the difference? Who cares where the shul is? Says Rashi in the top of Daf Yud Beis. The krachim shumakom shvakim umiskapsin sham mekomus harbe. A synagogue in a big metropolitan area where people from all over the world come. So he asuyil chol habali ispala ve'ein la bailam miuchadim. There's no one owns it. There's no membership. People come across the world to daven in the shul. It's a big business center. So that's considered a public property and not subject to neged teras. As opposed to a small little shul in a village, a little shtibo, the kfarim, kol balav nikarim, everyone knows who davens here, the 20 families that are in the shul here, the harei hikabeis hashut, and that's like a house that's owned by partners, that would be in fact subject to the lachas of nega teras. So let's quickly recap. We start off talking about the only one gate of the Beis Hamikdash had a mezuzah, that was either Shar Nikna or Shar Mayim, depending on the girsa, because that was the entrance to the Beis Dira. So even Rabbi Yehuda would agree that even though we would say Ein Gozen Gzera Gzera, this is Kulachad Gzerahi, that everyone would agree that that gate would have a mezuzah. Then we have the Brayis that every single type of gate in general requires a mezuzah, whether it's a gate of a batim or a chatzeris and so on. And then we had a discussion about the city of Mechuzah. Even though they're Ruban Yisrael, we did not have a mezuzah there because of the sakana. They would think we were doing some kishuf, and therefore we're not putting a mezuzah there. Even though Shulchei Mitzvah Einu Nidzokin B'Makom Hezek Kaviyah Hezek, it's dangerous even to perform Shulchei Mitzvah. Then we discussed the whole back and forth of Kana of Yehuda, how to understand the Brayis about Beis Tevin. Do we say Beis Tevin Stam is Machlokis, whether it's Chayim Mezuzah, but if women are Niskashos, it's certainly Chayiv, or do we say Miskashos is the Machlokis, and Stam Beis Bakar is Pater? That was Machlokas of Yehuda Rav Kana. And then we discussed, we had a whole long brisa, which was a steer, which clearly said a Stam Beis Bakar is a Chayiv in a mezuzah against Rav Yehuda. Then we discussed the 6/7 gates that are Pater in a mezuzah. We discussed Shar Hamada, which is Shar Kippa, that arch, whether you're Chayiv, the regal, the height, the width, all of that. And then we discussed the Beis Knesses, Beis Isha, Beis Ashutin, or Chayiv in a mezuzah. Women also require Laman Yibru. The word Beischa is telling us Biascha, you have to put a mezuzah on the right side because you take a step with your right foot first. Then we discussed a similar brisa to Negayim, that they're all also chayv, a Beis Isha, Beis HaShutun, are chayv in Neged Teras as well. But the word lo is telling us those who are stingy, keeps things to himself, he'll ultimately have to empty out his house with Neged Teras, showing he has everything, even though he denied having what to borrow or lend. And then finally, we at Machlokas, whether Shul is subject to Neged Teras or not, we gave three different answers about the Stira in the brisas. Okay, everyone, have a wonderful day. Mitzvah Hashem, we'll see you guys tomorrow.